It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Greetings and salutation. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m., 92.9 FM. And today we got a good show in store. Had some wonderful events happening over the past week that we can speak a bit about. I think one of the nights is tonight. I guess a good evening to my co-host Lashana, and salute to everyone on the outside locked on. Salutes to Steve Koski and the group from Square Circle Canada, Clarence Ford, and just went to an event at UWI with over about 60 children, you know, from various communities doing dancing and performing and juggling and certain circus acts, and the children were absolutely incredible. They absolutely loved that. I heard Steve Koski and Clarence Ford from Canada speaking about building a multi-purpose facility here in Barbados that could feature various different art forms under one roof and had it retrofitted, you know, to suit what happening in the future. I think that's really, really phenomenal to bring to Barbados. And over the, you know, when you get closer to the date, when they're about to start, we can have them on the show for sure. But we had a tribute to the legendary Granny Squires. Lashana, you attended. Yeah. You attended. Can you tell us about the production and so on, and how it was?
So good night, all of you listeners on VOB. It's a pleasure being here again. I know you guys love me and love hearing me, so I'm going to be here as long as you guys want me. But last night I went to a fantastic tribute that was done to the Queen of Mass, the late Gwyneth Squires. You know, Gwyneth would have passed last year in December.
Yes.
And she was very closely connected to the members of Pylon's Creative Workshop. And they would have put on a production that is a must-see production. Last night, it was the opening night. There were dignitaries there, the ambassador from Venezuela, Senator John King, as well as Senator Miss Monroe Knight was there as well. And what was beautiful is the level of costuming. The costuming was 11 out of 10. When I tell you the costumes, they look good, Sluggy. Mm-hmm. Costumes were so good. The portrayal of Gwyneth, you know how Gwyneth used to do the little chip?
Yeah.
That was down pat. The scene with the window, how everything used to happen by the window was there. And then there was the folk group from St. John as well that was also there, you know, and keeping that folk tradition alive, right? Mm-hmm. So it was very well done. Those of you who have not seen it, we invite you to go on down. It's happening in the next 20 minutes at Frank Collymore Hall at 7 p.m. And it continues again tomorrow at 7 p.m. And I know Uncle Sluggy will be out front and center tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
to see
night.
The closing night.
It won't be there tonight for sure, but I want everyone to still go out.
Yes,
even if you listen to your radio show, I don't mind stopping
and
go.
And the people, they look sweet. When I tell you people had on the Sunday best, like a lot of people, like they went to church, man, had all the fancy clothes and thing. And it was truly a fitting tribute to Gwyneth, to her legacy, not only as a mass producer, but also learning some of the behind the scenes in terms of the people in the pine that she would have inspired and mentored over the years. So I thought it was fantastic. Kudos to Pylon's Creative Workshop for a job well done.
I want you to tell me something that you were pleasantly surprised about when you was watching the show, because you figure it got to be like a kind of a history lesson too.
Mm-hmm. What I was surprised about is how much things Gwyneth used to get through the window. Like, when you hear about Gwyneth, and this is me as a media professional, you know, you would meet Gwyneth and you would see the effervescence that she was, you know, at the stadium or covering, you know, Kaduman. But there was much more to her than I learned about the window. Everything she does, it seems like she didn't used to let people inside she house. That's our way. But mm-hmm. everything used to happen at the window, from the counting of the money to the Kaduma bands, mm-hmm. the images of what the band will look like, yes. registration, and all of that is shown throughout the film as well. Well, not the film, but the multimedia presentation. And also hearing, so like you hear clippings from the Admiral speaking and Cleve Scott speaking, and you hear a lot about the history of Gwyneth. And I think for those who may not know the history of Gwyneth, going to that last night, I learned a lot more than I thought I knew. But definitely the standout part of the presentation of Wait, Queen of the Mass would be the window scene. That is a must. You must see how all of these transactions happen at the window. Like, she was giving, so a little spoiler, she was giving someone some drinks for their upcoming wedding, and all the drinks went through the window, Sluggy. Everything went through the window in a bag, by the window.
Granted, she didn't want to go in, actually.
I feel so, but I don't got no proof.
The person that acted out, Gwyneth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You knew the person?
Yes.
So, how were they in acting out Gwyneth? And what is one thing you loved about Gwyneth Squires? Well, the character which was mm-hmm. depicting the real person.
Yeah. So playing Gwyneth was Nadia Mitchell Gittens, and she's a longstanding member of Pylon's Creative Workshop. She's a dance tutor. I think we had her last week Saturday as well in studio. And her portrayal was spot on. She had the accent down pat, because Gwyneth was a Trini, so she had that accent down pat. And she also had the movement of Gwyneth and the dress, the lady white pants, the white shoes, the shirts. And those of you who would have seen Gwyneth at Kaduma, the shades, the dark shades, mm-hmm. And how she was very strictler for not being so was and wussy. But Kaduma, you can't be was and wussy in Gwyneth band. You got act a certain way and have some decorum.
You couldn't be wussy with that,
Can't be wussy.
Me, you can't walk up by?
Nah, you go make sure that when they get to judging, the costume look good. The woman won't win. She ain't want all of that. Then you bees off.
So you can't walk up stink, that you telling me?
Nah, that's something that came out in the presentation as well. And there were a lot of people in the audience that was like, yeah, that was Gwyneth for true.
I know you know you know Trey that idea and carry for a loop. You cannot walk up stink in Gwyneth band.
Walk up stink and over the years people used to say that Gwyneth band was an old people band, right? That it for more mature people. And I learned last night that you couldn't, like, she used to take masks very seriously. You couldn't come and skylark and she band camp or anything so neither.
Like, no, you understand that. Serious. I don't want a boy come run with band back in sport.
Even on the road, right? And that's one thing I respect about her, Betty West, all of them. Like, there's a certain level. You know when you go in their band that there's a certain level of decorum that's required. You can't just come and do anything. You know what I mean? You got to come a certain way because they won't win. And to win the costume, got to be intact when you get to the judges. You got to know the choreography. You got to got the formations. And that is something that came out tenfold last night.
So to you, it still sounded like fun?
Man, it was great. The dances were really, really good. And the costuming was 11 out of 10. If you have not been, you need to see it for yourself. It is a spectacle with the costuming.
Salute to Gwyneth Squires. How long was the show?
The show is roughly about a little over 2 hours in length. There was intermission. There was the food, it smelled good as well. They had a nice drink section as well. They had a lot of big malt drinks too. So, you could patronize and enjoy yourself. And then you went back in and there was the second half and it was pretty good. I watched the whole thing and I enjoyed it immensely.
Love it. Gwyneth Squires, the mm-hmm. absolute legend. And yeah. Hearing you speak about Gwyneth, it seemed like mass wasn't. It seemed like I would love to pick Gwyneth brain. It seemed like she wasn't like how we used to play mass, no.
But you see, I think that coming from Trinidad, her understanding of mass was more than beads and feathers. It was telling a story and depicting a story. And I think even in a clip that is showed on Nation News, she said that masquerade and the concept of masquerade is much more than same old, same old. And she said the reason that she wins is because everybody got beads and feathers, and Gwyneth coming out with patterns and designs and, you know what I mean, different things. And what she said is true. You could always spot Gwyneth band on the road at Kadumet. You know the band. You don't even go, nobody gonna tell you that is Gwyneth band, but you know when the band passing and you see how people dressed and so on, you knew it was her band. You had to ask nobody name.
I wonder, you got me brand gang. I wanna know how people feel about mass. Go when you think about mass and I hear people explaining the, you know, the purpose of playing mass and carnival and all that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I really get it. And people saying, man, we lost the art of mass and carnival and all that. You hear people complaining, saying that, like, all this year was one, this year that was one of the major complaints. And then it makes me think, well, it makes me think that, I don't think that crop over and carnival is the same thing.
Well, crop over and carnival can be the same thing.
No, it being real. So, when you hear, so it the, but the things thing. That people complaining about, Beijing's especially, I mean, point of radio, especially brass tops was going hot with it.
Yeah.
And then all of those, my money was going, I understand these people's concerns, you know what I mean? But that's something like carnival.
Yeah. Yes.
So, what's what, so I was wondering if we complaining that, if we don't, like for Beijing's, when they ask you about walking up, they speak about walking up. When they think about Calypso, Soca, Bashment, the first thing you think about is walking up. The first thing you think about is partying. Because to me, walking up, you need to be Beijing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You will hardly hear anybody mention, say the word walk up.
True.
You know what I mean? You may hear people mention it, but not say it like us. So that walk up is a Beijing thing. Especially, so then when so when they think about, that's what you think about walking up, partying, then it's think about the food. To think about all these different things, but when they hear about mass and playing mass, I just wonder how that tie in, how that tie in with crop over, how that tie in with crop over, and where did it start to die? Because I remember a time where mass was a big thing in BAME too. I remember we used to have Cobbler Park, and we had the king and queens of the bands going across the stage, the stadium. I remember when king and the band and queen of the band really meant something. But I can't remember last time I see a king and a band on the road. Is serious or a queen and a band on the road? I can't tell you last time I really see it.
Yeah. I think that in our commercialization of Kadumet, it has led to us having this carnival-esque appearance. And it's, and then because that we have this carnival-esque appearance, we're now competing with much more Caribbean countries who have carnivals, right? The unique thing about Kadumet is that it's a festival that would have started by the slaves on the plantation, how they wanted to celebrate that the end of the sugar harvest, you know, because they would have worked hard for months and Sundays, you know, in the fields. And it was their way of celebrating, you know, we finally done what? Got everything done. And I think the uniqueness and the historical value of Kadumet is something that we may need to revisit, is something that we need to really look at. Because I think a lot of people that are younger than me don't even know about Burning Mr. Hardin, how they used to got float parades and thing in town.
People, how,
you know what I mean?
People, they know that. People your age can't know about Hardin, because to be honest, I ain't know that about Hardin.
But I learned that from my grannies.
Right, you know me, like
my grannies used to tell me things.
Hardin was in my time, and it
wasn't in my time either. But my granny would explain how it was a spectacle, like you would.
But every time someone would explain to me, they would say, "Well, experiencing it was totally different."
You understand?
Because it was a deep meaning, man. You know what I mean? With a deep meaning behind Burning Hardin. So, I don't know if we feel that way still.
You know what I mean? And like, I think things like that need to be brought back, because if we do not teach our younger people these things, then our culture is going to be lost. And then it's going to become this imperialist sort of culture. And one of the things that, as I said, makes us unique is the historical value of Kadumet, what it means for a lot of people, the intrinsic benefits, and how it shapes our entire cultural landscape. You know, gotten the... we have the cane cutters that have done the best in the season, and they will be honored and they will be respected. You know what I mean? And then everyone will see who they are. And I think there's so many things that go into Kadumet, go into the festival, that need to be brought back. Cahabla pot is one. Cahabla pot is the first thing. If I had three things that I would like to suggest,
the name or the event. The name of the event. Oh, you mean the makeup? Oh, you want about everything? You want about how it was? The name, everything.
I want the full thing. I don't believe
me
in.
Me too.
In,
me too.
I want the full me experience too. Because Cahabla pot. You know, the term Cahabla pot is a melting pot of culture, right?
Yes.
And you want to feel it.
Yes.
Because I found that this year they didn't really feel in the vibe, you know. The private parties really save crop over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody want to admit it. But if you take out the private parties and you look at it holistically, without the private parties, I don't know if there would be that vibe for culture or for Kadumat to that extent. And I think that everybody needs to sit down and come together and say, listen, how can we make our product better? Because look, St. Lucia had Chloe Bailey,
mm-hmm.
had all them celebrities that just had the festival in Canada,
yeah.
had all the people from all the popular Netflix shows. So we know competing on a global scale, because everybody got carnivals now, right? Even in Japan, that had a carnival. So a carnival get to Japan, and the people that out there doing some moves and thing, you know, martial arts and other stuff.
We don't believe in festival though.
So we need to go back to having it as a festival, as a celebration of who we are and what we are as Barbadian.
And we
people.
Can't, and the Carol and the NCF, right, can't be they can't be afraid to go there either. Because you know people want carnival bad, right? Like you said, you know people want it bad, but when you explain about the history and so on, it cemented in my mind even more that we don't know why we're doing what we're doing. So we don't know why we're doing crop over. We just know where to play some music, walk up by, to get us some private facts, right? But when you speak about the thing, you spoke about the history and all that. Salute to Lou DeBajan. He got left early today, but yeah. We can hear you. I'm glad you're busy still, Lou, so keep up the good work. And people, every time you say, boy, you see me, people always telling me about Lou, you know, about Lou DeBajan. I love it. He's a youngster. Again, good press. He
had enough
to. Heading up to the Emancipation Village, Yes, yeah, you heading up to the Emancipation Village. Lou is a, listen, right, Lashana, Lou's a good youth.
Yeah, I remember Lou's that today is also Marcus Garvey Day. So for those, Marcus Garvey Day, and there's a little free festival happening at the Emancipation Village, Colombo, today, honoring the life of Marcus Garvey. So it's a free event happening at 7 p.m. There's going to be performances by Glenn Reese, by Right Side of Red, as well as Sam Sounds. You know, Sam Sounds is a part of Portree's team.
No, that's a good lineup.
So,
that's a good lineup.
So we're really, really excited about it as well. So we encourage persons to go. It's free. $3.99 and enjoy yourself. But talking about culture, coming back to culture.
And Danny, you just mentioned, Glenn Reese too.
Glenn Reese, yeah.
Glenn Reese, he's another youngster, right? He's another little man, but incredible musician. You know what I mean? He's a real good you as well.
Extremely talented.
I mean, that's like Barbara. Remember these names, Lou DeBajan, Glenn Reese, and Samson's in the youngster, but Samson's is top class.
Yeah. But speaking about culture, we are inviting you. If you have anything you want to say, you can call us at 434-1790 to be a part of this discussion. Because 50 years of crop over.
Oh, Lord.
And
there's
a lot that could be said. It was on a panel discussion.
Uh-huh.
The panel discussion met the news, man. Dwayne Grisette had a lot to say, man.
You was on that panel?
I was on that panel. I was the moderator. I was on the moderator.
What do you mean? Dwayne was one of the guests?
Dwayne was one of the guests. And he spoke
at that. Didn't come out online yet?
It is online, but it's also in the Nation newspaper what was said. And at the bottom, they got the moderator was very small font.
I see one. You want me, Marcevich?
No. I was not on
that. That one video, I say, I love it. So the video on, you wait on your pages?
No, I do not have it on my pages.
Why? It was too hot.
Not that it was too hot. I think that what they said was warranted. I just felt
what
that.
What you on your pages?
I felt that. I felt that the focus was a lot on the problems
and not the solutions.
But it did give solutions, right? But I just find you could complain and say, you know, NCF need to do better. But I feel that we all can help them do better if we come together. but all of the talents and skills. If you Sluggy, you know music tall, me and no PR marketing, and we all come together and say, look, all right, this is the festival. We realize that it's slacking here. Let me come together and fix it. You get what I mean?
Let me tell you.
Complaining. Don't do nothing, you know?
434-1790. When I could call me, I want to hear some solutions for crop over. I want to hear some solutions for the 60th celebration, for the 51st celebration. We know do 50. I want to hear solutions going forward. I want to hear in one of mine, what's the difference between crop over and carnival? Or if there's any difference to one of, we just using different names, but we just is a mini Trinidad carnival. I want to hear your all thoughts on crop over, the difference between crop over and carnival to your all in your mind.
Some comments here,
and they want to hear some solutions from your all. What solutions would you all bring for crop over? 434-1790. Salute to DJ Simmons on the outside, locked on. DJ Simmons, bigger yourself, manners and respect.
Yeah.
Lashana.
Wait, we got some comments.
Reading comments first?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
So we got some comments here.
We want to wake it up.
First comment. The person's still typing, but they started by saying, the Minister of Culture should do better in our, developing our culture because young people is make up Barbados today. Very
read that again.
So reading again, the minister should also do better in our culture because young people.
The minister should do better in our culture?
Uh-huh.
What that mean?
Well, that's how they wrote it. But I think what they mean is that the Minister of Culture is who they're referring to, should do better with our culture because young people is make up the culture in Barbados today.
Yeah, be careful trying to interpret what somebody's trying to say.
Yeah, but the language a bit bad, you know? But, yeah, so you can WhatsApp us.
You think, right?
Mm-hmm.
For entire nation, for the whole of Barbados, you think the NCF and the staff alone could do it?
I don't think so.
Because they got two music officers, like for the whole country, two, like Aisha and Kevin. One event planner.
Like, I don't think. I don't
think.
Right.
So that we say, I don't think that that's. I don't think the NCF staff could do it.
Focus on solutions, right?
Especially we have something big like World Cup cricket. I don't think we got them got enough staff that could do cricket, World Cup, and still crop over.
World Cup because of a lot of reasons, but I personally think that overall, right, NCF needs help, and I think that we have a lot of talented Bajans here, abroad, Bajans in the diaspora that have talents and skills that can give to the National Cultural Foundation. We heard the CEO say that she need people, and I think that we have a lot of people that could help.
Severely short of staff.
And I think, well, we can say, you know, there are a lot of things that needed to be done, and don't get me wrong, you know, some of the things were not to the best that it could be when we think of 50 years of crop over. But I think that the time has come for us that have the resources, talents, and skills to say, hey, NCF, let me help you, because this will not get better until we decide that we're going to help it get better.
Yeah.
Right? Talking is nice, right? But I am a doer. I believe that we all can fix the problem. So we want back Party Monarch, we want back Sweet Soca Monarch, we want all of these things. We got two music officers, right? We got one event planner. We got like 10 other event planners that I know in Barbados. If we sit down and say, listen, NCF, we want Party Monarch when it can.
Yeah, we got to tell Auntie Mia.
When it can do it on your own,
I don't know if the NCF could increase. It real funny. I don't know if they can increase staff. I feel that that's saying that God comes from.
I don't think that they need to increase staff. I just think that they need to freelance some people. Right?
That can cause for more money still.
It could be more money, but the long-term effects. And for me, right? Events bad.
I think it's saying right.
And the technicals was bad.
I can see it saying right. And
all these things.
If people outside take offense to this, I mean every offense. If we can hire freelance people, they got to be good still.
Correct. 100.
You know what I mean? Because like I like you, I know many extremely good freelance person, especially person that's doctor, he's cross or T's.
Mm-hmm.
They could take enough off my hand. But then you know you would see the CNMs all the time. Boys don't understand sometimes in government is when you would got the CNMs and complaints every year.
Yeah.
Like
but there's a lot that's going on.
I try not to call the boy in there, right?
Hold on a minute. There's a lot that goes with that.
I try to call the boy in there, but it's...
I'm a business person as well. But a lot of times, see, business, you've got your ducks in a row. You got your business registered. You got certain things in place. So while I may say, when I get a fella from Deacon's opportunity, when it comes to the little paperwork, you got Thomas number? No. You got business registered? No. You got a bank account? No. But then that stops the problem. No, this fella may be a great song engineer, but when it comes to bureaucracies, he ain't there yet.
Yeah, and I can tell you saying, right, like,
I think that's another thing.
Right, for me, no,
need to start teaching.
But watch it, no, but that ain't gonna happen at the NCF level. We were talking about me and you are encounter a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And they do encounter it a lot. But for me, that is not gonna happen at the level that I think it at. Cause mm-hmm. if you're doing like, right? Mm-hmm. Who's your company that mm-hmm. I've worked with that is who helped transform me mm-hmm. in 6 weeks? 600 mm-hmm. people to 13,000. Yeah, 15,000 now, mm-hmm. but it was at 13 mm-hmm. from 600. So mm-hmm. you did that for me. That's one. You ain't got a problem with you. Mm-hmm. Then we can mention Randy Eastman. I don't ever go on and see all the good things Randy could do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's not going to not go out bank account, basically registered. Then if I think about a youngster and you, I could think about Ludi Bajan, who I'm sure you could find uses for. You understand, and that's not being to have that problem with Ludi Bajan. And just going off the top of my head, if you think about Tariq Ellis, who's rock on drums, who they're not gonna have that problem with him at all. If you think about Ingrid Hoda, who's managed Crossfire every year with like Peyton Sadis, mm-hmm. you understand? That ain't gonna happen if you consult people like Sonia Mullins, yeah. Right? That ain't gonna happen. So the level that we speaking at now, not having anything ain't gonna matter. 4341790 4341790, the phone lines. We got a caller on the line. Good evening, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We talking culture, we talking Kropova. I want to know the difference between Kropova and Carnival. What should we be doing to separate ourselves? A lot of the complaints I'm hearing is Carnival complaints. They want to see more things. You know, everything, they tell me more things they want to see. I just hearing and seeing Trinidad. I want to know how we can see and feel Barbados and they still feel at Kropova. Love. Salutes to Storm with good Cupid night. On the inside.
Good night, Sluggy.
Good night, ma'am. Good night.
But I on myself. Are you talk? Are you talk some my money already?
I will put it back on. Money
issue. Let me tell you though. Go. Let me say, and good night to the young lady.
Yes, Lashana. Yes, Lashana, yes, my core
horse. I took Oliver too.
Yes.
Yes, let me say a call. I am putting a solution. Look, oh my God. Somebody killing off Kropova.
Somebody?
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Somebody? One yes, person?
Please. Look, years before, Kropova used to be so good.
Just ignore me.
No, everything going to Botanical Gardens, kill off Cahaba Park. Everything must be in Cahaba Park. Cahaba Park dead ever since. Cahaba Park
dead about 15 years ago?
We need Cahaba Park, back. Because Botanical Garden is a rainy ground. Yeah. I mean, then the furnace I have walking along
mud. Botanical Gardens, really?
When it got a lot of rain, it'd be muddy.
It'd be muddy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got, you know, electric slide.
So we can't, put, don't say.
No, we want to move from Botanical Gardens and to down by the, down there. Where it's got, you know? Down for Auntie Belle.
Kensington Oval.
Yes.
Yeah, I like Kensington Oval.
Sure, no, I'll put everything in Kensington Oval. We want to make can sneak off behind a tree and walk up on my girl now so I can go off in the woods. Now so like I can experience the nature. Everything got to be in this concrete jungle.
I personally think.
If you're going to walk out again by wrong again, muddy.
But you could go and swim in the mud.
But I'm being serious, man. I went Grenada, right? And made a normal party, right? Mm-hmm. And he made mm-hmm. paint himself in oil, boy, and mud.
But that's your canal.
Anyhow, this is Barbados.
It's just little mud. We're on a little mud.
Man, we're going Fluggy. To find shoes and things. So all addiction and all sort of things. You don't want your shoes.
So this is still serious? So this is still serious?
Fluggy, I want to finish talk and then go up the radio. Hello?
Yes, please. Continue, ma'am.
Yes. As I say, I want that move from up from Botanical Gardens down to Kensington Oval. I can put that pan on the sun up there. That should be down on the sun. They kill off Kropova. And look, this year I did not feed Kropova at all, Sluggy. It was poor. It was a poor crop over.
So you don't get no feeling of crop over at all?
No, I made a few of the tanks, but you wasn't feeling a crop over floggy.
So a question,
it was poor.
Question, okay, you went to All Stars tank or Big Show, any of the tanks?
I went to some of the tanks, floggy.
How were they to you? And did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I enjoyed myself, but apart from that,
you ain't picking the crop finals?
Yeah, we tell you that I walk in mud to get to the toilet. The toilet's in a mess, floggy. All the peep and grow. I had to walk. I had to be in a peep.
So who be blaming for the peep and grow?
Because it's me at Botanical Gallery. We need proper washrooms. Yeah, walk. And then, besides the show start late, yeah, we had long at the gates.
Yeah.
Floggy, it was poor. I don't want it back at Botanical Gardens. Botanical Gardens for trees, flowers, and plants.
You know that you got to be a sunbeam.
Floggy. You put the other cover up, you know. You like to cover up.
What do you think, sir?
Huh?
What do you feel,
sir? I listen to you very good.
Call you out, man. He's one of the ambassadors, so he got to keep it pit.
Who we covering for?
Who we covering for?
We covering for the NCF?
Between the lines.
No, because talks, right? Because talks, right? Cover for the NCF? Or Carol?
I say you like covering up. I ain't saying nothing now.
You're not a woman.
If the woman you were telling me. Let me tell you then. Let me tell you straight. You want to hear straight?
Yes.
What I can tell you is that you are on national radio. So I think you should take certain things into consideration before you put it out there.
Okay.
Continue.
Sluggy?
Yes.
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
I can tell you straight. Yes, cover up for your government.
Talk your talk. Continue.
Sluggy, you're gone. What happened? You're gone dumb?
No, you listening?
Wait, I tell you, so I tell it as it is.
Talk your talk.
Wait, so that's a bad thing? So you think that's a bad thing or a good thing? I'm trying to understand for
it. It's a bad thing. You should tell it as it is. If you see something wrong, say that it's wrong. Don't cover up.
So if you see something wrong, don't say it?
Yes, but if crop over, you know that you also that crop over was good and sluggy.
Some parts of it I enjoy. I ain't saying it all was good. I ain't gonna say that. You should know me undecided. I ain't gonna do that.
Okay, and that fiber show that get called off because of the rain. So they had the rain that night. But I heard they were waiting for a guest from overseas. Sluggy?
So the Sabu Best didn't came out on all platforms and advisors? That didn't happen?
Yeah. But here it was for a guest that coming in from overseas.
But yeah, I see. So Sabu didn't advise us that something was coming and to get off the road?
Yeah, so we come, and they had to run all of a sudden he came up with that, Sluggy.
Suppose we had stayed and it rained?
So what are the facts when it comes, Sluggy?
Because they are not as considerate as others. Remember that this for one of who don't. I don't mind partying in the rain. There's me. I partying in the rain, mud. I don't mind getting muddy, paint up. When they left one of the parties, left one of gone bad. You know what I mean? But I felt they were taking precautions. So you're saying that we shouldn't call it off, even though you're saying that. So they were trying to understand from you, no, right? 434-1790 Barbados, call it one of the talks. You are saying that if the Met Office come and say to get off the road, you are saying we shouldn't have listened.
That was all of a sudden. I was there thing, and all of a sudden this thing came up. No,
but I'm saying that you're wrong, you know.
But weather's unpredictable, Miss Undecided.
But I ain't saying she's wrong, neither. Yeah, but she arguing with me, but I'm not saying you're wrong, Miss Undecided.
We should have known earlier in the day that something coming to Barbados.
Agreed.
Don't come to offset me. I thought I.
Hold on, Miss Undecided.
Right.
You're saying that at no point in time and at no news outlet Was there any information about any pending system coming to Barbados? Because I'm pretty sure that for the days previous to that, over different news outlets, that there was information about systems in the area.
Correct, it was monitoring.
Okay. All right. So why did they tell us at 6 o'clock? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Why did they wait till when the show start and then tell you about the show over it because of something coming? They should let us know from 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, telling me up to the updates thing, not all of a sudden come with this rush thing.
Understood.
And other facts went on.
Understood.
Other facts went on.
At five o'clock, Sabu Best didn't come out on air as yet. He didn't come out and warn us as yet at 5 o'clock.
No.
Right. So you blame the NCF for that?
I didn't say that I blame the NCF. No, I did not say I blame the NCF for that. The NCF.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame the NCF because everything went wrong this crop over too much confusion.
Before the
late time with the bands,
yes,
a lot of people was confused.
Yes,
they told a certain set of people, and the other set of people didn't know about what going on.
Yes, so in your opinion,
NCF have to be blamed
for what the we talking about, not the rain thing or the band thing for the late.
I talk about the bands. Are you talking about NCF?
You blame NCF for the rain?
No, I said NCF. You tell me that you should blame NCF for the rain, but I talk about the bands now that I blame NCF for.
Crop over there.
NCF need to take some of the blame.
Crop over there. The bands. Crop over there.
Yes.
Okay. No,
when the ORP is 11 o'clock, yes, and 12 o'clock.
Yes, that one I agree with.
100%.
Right, that one I agree with 1,000%. That one I agree with 1,000%.
So don't tell me not blame NCF. NCF to be blamed for lots of things.
Who tell you that? Who tell you so?
Oh, I thought you say so. I thought that you say that before.
But I want you to repeat again, right? No, when you said I want this my record, because this show get recorded. So I want you to say again.
Oh, record?
This show is get recorded. We've got a podcast. But I want Barbados hear you, and I want the government hear you when you say that it's covered for them. Because online or on IG on Facebook, the BLP people hate me. They tell me it's
the
Barbados Labour Party, the current government online. The people hate me, but they know. Then they got people that. But then they got people that.
I don't know. What they hate you for?
Well, they
what were, they hate you for?
No, but they were trying to explain it to you. No, they were trying to explain it to you. No, so you saying no is you saying no that I just talk for them, but them saying that I just give them licks.
But I don't know. So where
am I? They had the power. When they had the remember the power the one carry bill. BLP, you remember when the Miss Watson, who's my cousin by the way, my family, my blood, was one of the interveners and challenging the board, not begging like a Paul to not carry late bill. So I had some videos on Instagram and all over, and a couple of them went viral on Instagram, and you should see the people cussing me. You should see people casting me because he's saying we can't pay no more money in a light bill. We don't want to kill people now. We'll hire a light bill. You know what I mean? And the people that support the government, Lashana and Undecided, the cuss me stink.
That PLA case.
Anyhow, we going to NC, we going to crop over. That you get cussed there. We talking NCF, we talking crop over.
It don't work at NCF?
Yeah, but for truth though,
if when they want me to take response, if
when they want me, was right this
but,
year.
But if when they want me, they will tell them to know, right? If when they want me to take responsibility for things, give me the job, pay me.
Pay you?
Yes. Well, when they want me to take blame for things, you not sluggy talk. If you're talking, talk. Not sluggy.
But you could talk to sluggy. Talk. I said things were not right. You should say that.
I don't talk for free.
It's true.
Oh, you don't use pay at and talk.
Of course, but we don't pay everybody else. But everybody's gonna get paid, babe. So anybody.
If the government do something wrong, talk, sluggy. Don't hug it up, sluggy. Talk about the show. Talk about crop over.
Government did nothing wrong. The government did nothing wrong. God bless them. I love them.
Let me tell you. You know, they worse is go to one person, sluggy. So hush up. They worse is go to one person, sluggy.
But listen, I love it. Listen, I hope that we don't miss you on the Saturday. I want you to keep calling in. And I want you to keep telling Barbados that it's covered for your government. And I hope the Prime Minister of Barbados hear that. I hope they hear that. When they hear that, Sluggy don't hear it when he's covered for the government.
Big words, Sluggy gave big words.
Yes, thank you. I want more.
Bye-bye. I got here.
Yeah.
Calling all Bajans 16 years and older. Are you ready to seize new opportunities? The Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative is here to help you build your future. Learn valuable skills in backhoe operation, bricklaying, welding, and more. In just 3 to 4 months, you could be ready for employment. No experience, no problem. Get training and job attachments to gain the construction skills and knowledge you need to become employable. Don't miss out on this chance to build a better future. To see the full list of available courses and to apply, visit bcgti.bcc.edu.bb. Build your future. Be a part of the Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative.
The start of the new school year is approaching, and many families will need your help. Starcom Network and registered charity Amar Empowerment Network are working together to provide back-to-school items for those whose parents and loved ones cannot afford to purchase them. When you are doing your shopping, we ask that you kindly pick up exercise books, stationery, bags, crayons, pencil cases, and other back-to-school supplies and donate them to this cause. Drop them in the barrel here at Starcom Network River Road by Monday, September 9th. Donations will be distributed at the annual Back-to-School Hair Care Outreach on Saturday, September 14th, 2024 at 9 a.m. at the Wesleyan Tabernacle, White Park Road, St. Michael, where they will receive free haircuts and hairdos. Call Amar Empowerment Network at 436-7873 for more information. Make a difference in the life of a child in this back-to-school donation drive.
Bajan, rhythm, and rhyme, salute to Miss Undecided. Who's that boy, Sluggy, doing tall? You got a criticism when I do something wrong? It's cover for your government. No, I love it. I love it. It could be much worse things said. Of being said much worse about me. It was a tyrant. So I love it. No, Lashana, this next thing that I want to speak about on 434-1790, we're still taking your calls, 434-1790. But this next thing that we are speaking about, I want Lashana read out the point structure from preliminaries and then the point structure for the final stage. Tell me the differences you notice, and I'd like you to see if you could explain why.
Me?
Why, from your literary, scholaric expertise, you're an educator, you're educated, you're an academic, and you are also a creative. For me,
I want to start by saying congratulations to AC.
Of course.
For winning.
Big deer horse.
Pick of the crop.
Yes.
Competition.
Well deserved.
Yeah. AC. Back in
well,
the
well,
day.
Well, don't mean to say so. I had
give me a little drop when I go in school at St. Paul's.
Oh, for two?
Yeah, back in
St. Paul's?
St. Paul's Primary School.
Let's remember that long ago?
That long ago.
Yeah, your car was popular long, yeah?
Popular long. Anytime you see me playing road, you give me a drop.
Let's try to follow. It's getting crazy. You want to take the,
the
call first?
We got to take the call.
434-1790.
Good night. How are you tonight?
Good night, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
And your guest.
Yes, please.
I hope what I'm hearing is true. Have you got connection? Can you grant me a favor?
Yeah.
I would like, if you could help my friends and I in getting back the soccer competition, the at temper.
Yes.
Competition. You think you could help us to get it back?
Yes, I think I can. No, I think I know it. I know I can. You want, when you say you want me to get back, you want the government to do it or you want me to do it? Because I could do it myself.
Well, I would say this. I don't know if government, because
I could do it myself.
Living overseas for a little time.
Yeah.
I know that although I was a social commentary man, I just said the temple on Easter Parkway and all those places. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my at temper to be mobby and sort of thing. I want to hear good calypso on the road. And I believe the competition will bring back all the TC and Lil Rick and even the AC in a competition form, that we will get good calypsos that we could advertise Barbados, because it's the at temper calypsos. Mm-hmm. When you live out, you know it's the at temper calypsos that you're finding the Fort Greene in the you're finding the at temper calypsos in those areas. Mm-hmm. And I think not having a competition, I don't think it helped me to crop over. What do you think?
So what's your definition of a good calypso? Because you said good calypso. And you mentioned more of the veteran artists, you know, but there are also young artists that have up-tempo songs that are pretty good
but
as well.
But the young artists got up-tempo songs with one verse, and they ain't got... Let me explain to you what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. For years, we had the Grainers.
Yeah.
The Wasseri,
yeah.
The Serenaders,
yes.
The Pompeys,
yes.
The Ray Plastic Bikes,
yes.
That used to produce good at tempo songs. That when we in America, we dancing and doing bad to them.
Yeah,
they don't have 100%. Them now. Nobody in dancing bad to Marby, although he did. He improved this year, and I'm glad to hear that he improved.
Marby won. Marby won Road March.
Mm-hmm. But you know the girl. Really?
Pardon
it's
me?
Nothing more be in the this year one, I think will last a little longer. This year fellow sing this year that sing more last time.
Yeah, it shows that he's versatile, not so?
Yeah.
No, it shows that he's improving.
Well, why
look, Calypso in the it's a one thing, you know. You if you want to improve in anything, it takes practice.
So I can say this to you, right? And this is what I've been saying for some time. If you want to see the improvement of the writing, then you need to have the veterans teaching and doing the workshops. And I know the MCF has been doing that, but I think it needs to be carried out a bit more into the schools, because when I was at St. Paul's Primary School, they used to have the Calypsonians come around, and it used to be a part of music because Natalie Burt was there at the time. And we used to have Gabby would come in. At other schools, they got RPB and so on, Serenada, Observer, and it was a whole thing. And I think we need to go back to that if you want to see the improvement in the writing. But seeing that the writers, who for the most part write their own songs,
if you know, if we want,
and got no guidance sometimes. But,
and if you want the writing, and if you want the writing to suit me too, because you remember that it might get writing, but it might not suit me. So what the caller is asking for is what he like. Not with the majority, because the majority obviously like what's going on now.
I don't think the writing is a problem, though. Even if you listen to the Junior Monarch competition, in the writing, it was better than the up-tempo with the adults.
But you see, with Junior Monarch...
And you have a competition for the young ones with an up-tempo competition.
But hold on.
And after they get 18, 19, there's no way further for them to go because it's not a competition.
But here's the thing with Junior Monarch, and this is why he said about the developmental process, because I'm a lady that focuses on solutions. Crystal Cummins-Beckles, for a long time, has been writing the majority of the songs for those young people in the competition. There are no other writers that also write. There's Water Street Boys. There are a lot of writers that write for Junior Monarch. But actually, and kudos to Trinity Clark, because she wrote her own song, right? But there are a lot of the contestants in Junior Monarch this year that wrote their songs and that went to prominent and veteran artists like Gabby, for example, for the arrangement, that went to Peg Well, for example, for the arrangement. And you're seeing that happening with the young people going to the veterans and getting that knowledge and skill. However, let me finish my point. However, we have RPB, we have all these veterans, and we don't see the collaboration. RPB has no songs with the younger up-and-coming artists, right? And that's not to say he has a...
You don't have what? I didn't pick up that one.
Collaborations with the younger up-and-coming artists. Because if you look in Trinidad, Destra's bring out, from the time that the Barely Burst, Destra's bring them out. In Jamaica, Vibes Cartel, same thing, bring out a lot of people. And I think what we are missing, and why persons are saying that the songs this year weren't good, is because the mentorship from the veterans, right, where it's not there. And I must give kudos where kudos is due to the NCF with the Pink Project. Because with the Pink Project, Addison Hines got to mentor, you know, Tay, and Yahan J and a lot of people, and that music was good, right, Sluggy? That music in the Pink Project was really well executed, really well written.
I don't think that
they
we
jack the jacket, but what happens is the DJs don't play some of these songs, so you can hear Marby in America and you can tell yourself, wait, But this is all that coming because those songs are not popular.
I'd be wondering from and from hearing him speak, and I guess the artist gotta do a better job, but I know more they could do because the artists don't control radio and they got a lot of generation that don't look to social media for music. But there's got so much music that
so
people
much nice
when
songs.
People complain about songs, right? Mm-hmm. Like I tell people like Santa the radio station would get it 400 songs. Or more, I think, for a season, Lashana. Mm-hmm. And people don't even know 50 of them.
Correct. Because people is gravitate to the more known names and who popular. For example,
I can move that song once we get in, but let me explain to you before you leave.
Yes, please.
Barbados don't have a problem in persons writing songs. They don't have a problem with musicians. We're producing endless musicians coming to community college. The problem is Barbados, in the last couple of years, produced one or two popular collectorians that they sing very fast, mash up the wood, lick up bottoms, and drink rum, and they're doing very good with that. And I think a lot of the young fellas just trying to be like one or two fellas that make it, and they ain't really sitting down and planning, because it's not hard to get by, but you can only get there if you try to get someone to work for you or sit down and wait. Like, for instance, the Kwapova just finished. You want to tell me between now and next Kwapova, we could only have Marvy and bring your sister there? You want to tell me that don't all the lyrics we can get in a whole year?
That means you're just listening to us, because we just tell you that it's got over 400 songs, but yeah. I think it's a matter of making these songs more accessible.
Don't
to
tell me
yourself.
I don't listen. I say Mr. Clark, and Mr. Clark, no, you can't play most of them. Don't try to fool us. Most of the songs that is out there, the stations can't play them. You know that too. But you can't play them either.
We don't want to run you off, but do have another caller.
Yeah, goodbye.
No. Yes, thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. 4341790 Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, thanks for calling me.
I'm not going to give my name, but it's a very interesting conversation that you're having.
Thank you.
And I can honestly say I don't have solutions. I wouldn't say I do, but I can identify a very major problem.
Cool.
And the major problem is that there's a battle between generations. And it brings it back to what you were talking about what how Kwapova was seen at one point and how Kwapova is seen now.
Yes, correct.
Yes, right. So, yes, the older people, and I'm slap dab in the middle of because of my age, so I would have experienced how Kwapova was and all the pretty, for Kaduma Day, all the pretty costumes. But no, I can see how commercialized that the costumes are being. It comes to the music as well. The Gentleman Caller just now would have spoken about the good writers being the old heads in music. But I think that the younger people have a lot to offer. It's just that the older generation don't quite understand what they have to argue. To offer. So it's a matter of trying to bridge the generational gap. And kudos to the people at NCS. But in order to do this, you have to bring in new people. You need new ideas. And don't just bring them in at the end and then, but you already have your plans. Bring them in from the beginning. All know a postmortem should be done to figure out where they went wrong. How they could change. And culture will never remain the same. Culture is a very dynamic thing. And I think people keep talking about how it was before, but culture will always change. From Aristotle back down, they complain about the young people. And when I am old, 70, 80, I'll be complaining about the young people, and my children will be complaining about the young people. We need to find better ways to bridge this gap. As I said, I don't have the answers for that, but there need to be discourse. And don't wait till next year to be scrambling. Bring on people as consultants. I'll be very happy to do that as well. I won't say any more, but yeah. So that's all I wanted to say about the whole discussion that you would have had.
Mama, I just want to interject and
yes, please.
Just mention something, because you said that culture is always changing, and that's agreed, but if something is changing, everything always changes. The only thing that remains constant is consciousness. But if something is changing, and it's changing to have a more negative impact, certainly it must be addressed.
I agree. I definitely agree. For sure. But, all right. So, what did you propose to change the culture? Because if we have all of these...
Well, I'll be honest with you, ma'am. You've actually mentioned bridging the gap. So myself and the same Lou the Bayesian, we're working on a show called Bridging the Gap to bring people from my age, 50 years and a bit older, and people from his age, 24 years and a bit younger, to come together and reason. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I look for it, and I would love to be part of that. But I agree with you. There's a certain set of lewdness that would be creeping into to our government, our crop over. However, I must say a lot of the responsibility is at the radio stations and the media, who will be pushing these same people towards playing, singing about the joking down. And I am a songwriter. My daughter is a singer. And I want to speak about VOD because the All-Starcom Network, you played my child's song, and I'm very happy about that. However, there are other radio stations that I would have reached out to. But I was at, this low one, 15 ain't fast enough. The song doesn't contain enough working up content, so therefore the song was not played, and it's a very good song, you know? So the radio stations have a great responsibility in dealing with the culture and what is seen as good and what is acceptable. So I hope the powers that be will be listening to that sort of thing. All right? So yes. I'm looking forward to that. And
Let's keep in contact, man, please.
Yes. Okay, that's fine.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, teacher. And her daughter came second in Junior Monarch. It's absolutely brilliant. Sweet Pan by Carrie. Just Carrie. Sweet Pan. You can check that out. Bigger yourself, teacher. I won't call your name. 434-1790. And listen, I love all the calls. Undecided. My man that call after. I know. Carrie, mom, I got big up Carrie all the time, because you know that's one of my youths. I love she voice.
I was watching Junior Monarch. I watched the whole thing at home. I'm a big fan of Junior Monarch.
So you remember second place, girl?
Listen, when I heard that Regina Holligan, she's somebody that you need to talk to as well. She's the one Bajan that has an album, Female Panties, called Flow Right. And we were talking about it, and she was geeking out at the part where she played the pan, and the pan was in time, in key. And I remember I told Regina, listen, this is a girl good place. And she was in my top three.
Yeah, Carrie was my winner, but Showman is my boy. Showman is part of Bim Got Talent, you know, and I was one of the people.
I was so happy for Showman. I saw Showman from Richard Stout Teen Talent.
Caller? We got some callers. LaShawn is falling. He's getting mad. But good night. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hello, good night.
Yes, please. Good night. Talk to me.
Hi, Sluggy. This is Lady Virtue, or you could call me Julie. Which
that's
one
what
you're
talking about.
Me?
Bigger yourself, Julie. Hey, Julie. Let me go. Super happy to hear you.
I just want to call and add my 2 cents worth.
No problem.
Right?
Yes, please.
It's not going to be a long contribution, but hopefully it would be, informative.
Yes.
I just want to say that we just concluded a fantastic October season. It's not all that we expected to be, because it was the 50th anniversary, right? However, I want to say, without any apology, that all the songs, especially the social commentary, was great. I find that a lot of people don't go to tents and they have an opinion of the songs. Okay? All the songs don't get to play on the radio because a lot of people don't record songs. Okay?
Yes,
because
please.
it's very expensive to record a song. So yes, you're going to hear some songs, and there are a lot that you probably would not have heard. But I find that a lot of people do not go out to tents, and they have an opinion about calypsos. in my opinion, there were some fantastic, obviously you're not going to have 100% of good songs. But for me, the majority were great songs. The soca songs were good also. You understand? The only thing that is missing is that we don't have a party monarch to have the soca artists more
we bringing up that, there. We bringing that back for sure. I'm making sure that come out next year. Me, I hate, to be honest, I hate competitions with everything in me. But in our culture...
You have to have competition.
In our culture...
It drives people.
In our culture, in our climate... I understand how important competition is to Barbadians, and we can't seem to get our artists or music push or going forward without having to compete against each other. So I understand the climate. So God bring it back.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Which would you find more positive, competition or cooperation?
Hi.
Both.
Okay. Well, that's not an answer because. I'm asking you for
that's my opinion.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Okay, both.
If we have both, things can even be better. Okay. Because take the competition from social commentary. If you take away the competition from these.
Well, to be honest with you, ma'am, let's be very honest with each other. If you're talking about competition, there are only a certain amount and there's certain people who are the judges that make the decision as to who is the winner.
Yeah.
So when you're speaking about a competition, et cetera, et cetera. You and I, you just said that all these songs were great. You had a great crop over. Miss Undecided was the first person on the show, and she said crop over wasn't good. So you see, you have two different ends.
I wasn't listening when she was
okay,
on.
No problem. No, but
as I said, my contribution is going to be short.
Yeah, the thing with competition is that if me and you are in a race and you fall down, very rarely do you see people stop and help that person and bring them to the line. You get one or two cases that are highlighted and you see it. But most of the time, competition does not breed very much cooperation.
It can breed content. Competition is always breed content.
I'm not sure who the other person I'm speaking to.
Ollie.
My name is Oliver Norville.
Hi, good evening, Oliver Norville. So I wasn't calling in about the competition. I was calling in about the songs.
Okay, cool.
The songs were great. As I said, a lot of people have opinion of songs, but they don't come out to the tent.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand it?
Yes.
They don't. So I can't remember the season seeing Miss Undecided. I know I saw her last season, but I can't remember seeing her this season.
I didn't see she later. She said she went, but I didn't see she later.
So, Julie, what do you think can be done to encourage people to come to the tents? Because your tent, Shining Stars, had a lot of people that persons were saying should have been in the 18 as well.
Yes, but I'm not here to talk about the judging system or anything like that. I was just calling to make a contribution, letting people know that we had a lot of great songs this year, as for the Pick of the Crop, and we had great songs also with the Junior Monarch. Okay, the fittest of the fittest would always survive, but what I'm saying, we had great songs this year. That's all I call in to say. But people do not come out to tank, so they don't know what goes on in the tank, so they don't have the right to speak about the Calypso tank if you do not come out.
100%.
It's just that the judging. You don't have the right to say who should have gone in or who should not get in because you did not even come up to the tank to the judging night, no night, to have an opinion. So you, it's like you aren't going to vote, but you still want to say that. You got to go and vote to be able to be part of the conversation, you know, of what is going on. You should be, you go out to vote. Come out to the tank, see what is going on. Not come up to one tank. And I find that a lot of people go to this tank and not that tank. Go to all the tanks. You understand? Crop over is only 2 months.
Yeah.
Go to all the tanks. You understand? Young people make an effort to go to all the fets. So the people who like social commentary, go to the tanks. Patronize the tanks. Hear the Calypsonians.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to come on the radio and say, well, man, the song this year wasn't so good. Come up to the tank.
And like that,
all the Calypsonians were good.
So here's a solution that I have. I think that there should be a ticketing, I call it a ticketing system, where a person could go to all 5 tents and pay $100.
However, I feel that
that system would encourage people to go to all the tents. And I think that's something that the tents would come
to.
Say that again. Let's try it like that.
That you come to all 5 tents or 6 tents, how much ever it is, and you decide $20 each. Yeah, and you just get your ticket.
Season ticket and go to all tents. You don't have season tickets when you have different breakfast specs and all that kind of thing. Different tent managers, different businesses do different things. You got to see the tent as a business. Different people do different things. But the one thing I can tell you that all the tent managers do is advertise the tent. So it's up to persons to decide if they want to come or not. But the tents are advertised. We as tent managers, we go into VOB, we go into CBC, we advertise, we put it on social media or whatever. It's just that some people are interested in going to tents. And then they think they have the right to speak about what goes on in the Calypso tent when they don't go to Calypso tent. They hear a few songs on radio, but that's not the majority.
I agree with you 100%.
Right. So that was just my small contribution, saying that people should come up to tent if they want to have that opinion about if the Calypsos were good or not. They need to come up to the tent.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you as well.
All right.
But being honest with you, no, Sluggy, I feel like if the tents had had something to that effect, where you know you could go to All
No,
Stars,
I love the idea, but
show,
I like the idea, but
go to Super Gladiators, you Julian could go to Stray Cats, so. You could go to Shining Stars.
But you gotta do the tents, but you gotta do the tents. But except Julie, because Julie says she ain't want
it. You could go to all the tents and walk with your
For
little,
me, just but it just
all, you know what I mean, like an all inclusive. You imagine going to all inclusive for the tent, so you could go to any tent on any given night, sit down, and you know that you covered. That would be so cool.
For that to work, you need everybody on board.
Anyways, that's a free 99 idea. Whoever could hear my voice, that thing is a good idea.
The reason why it would work, like, because tanks that are strong will help pull along other tanks. So you
listen,
would go. So if you're going to a big,
cool,
if you're going listen, to a big show and you know about, if you're going to a big show and a big show tell you, well, Sunday night is we night, you know about Tuesday night we going all down to Shining Stars. You understand? If it's coordinated, I think it would absolutely.
Oh, sorry, I forget House of Soca. Big ups to House of Soca.
I think it would absolutely work
as well. But I think that would be cool. That I know I could go to any particular tent. Listen to the music, sit down and enjoy myself, and then go to Bradley Bank to go to all.
4341790, absolutely loving the cause. Thank you, Julie, for calling in. Salute to Julie and Shining Stars and Julie's Party Rentals. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Talk
good
to
night.
Me.
Good night to Spaggy and the young lady there. I think LaShawna has a fantastic idea. It's just a matter of sitting down and putting your head together and coming up with an idea, a season.
Another season.
Thank you.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic idea, young lady. Very fantastic idea. Thank it doesn't you. Matter. The same tent manager that Julie spoke about, that individually, just come together, three or four times get together, okay, this is what, you know, this is the ticket fee. And you get these things. You might even find one person going to two tents in one day.
You understand? And you could go tent hopping, man. That would be fun.
Exactly.
That'd be
fantastic.
Fun. Yeah.
It's a fantastic idea, darling. It's a very fantastic
idea.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was $3.99, so they can implement it. And I will be there next year at all the tents tent hopping. Alrighty.
I think now many people go to tents, yeah.
Yeah, because think about it. If some tents are more expensive than others, right?
Cool.
Yeah. Some tents are a bit more expensive than others. So you got some that's be, you know, more than $50 or $60. And if you want to go to all, right? You could run yourself up.
Establishing a season ticket at a deal.
Establishing
season tickets
and
at a deal.
And that is redeemable if you go to other ones,
yeah,
too. So let me say that we start Stray Cats, Super Gladiators, House of Soca, All Stars, Shining Stars.
No, you need,
if
you
I'm
need,
missing anybody,
you need all
let
on
me
board.
Know.
You need
and
all on board.
Everybody come together and say, look, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We're having a season ticket. If you go to one, you show your ticket, you walk with your stub, you can come into the next.
That's saying that could be coordinated with culture, NCF, all
listen,
the tanks.
It's free. I given the idea free because I want to go to all the tanks and not break my pocket. Right? So if anybody is on here and you're all listening, you all like the idea, you're all, I think I'm pretty findable, that we have a talk.
4341790, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Welcome. Talk to me.
Hey, good evening, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
I agree with you and your guest.
Yes.
I think that idea is a fantastic idea.
Three for three. I hope Julie locked on.
I also think that we should make it a possibility next year.
Yeah, she's a big one, so she can make
that happen. Yeah. So tell Julie that...
come on board.
Should go on. Yeah. Encourage the others to come on board. And,
yes.
Make sure it happens next year, yeah. The tanks need all the support they can get, you know?
Yeah. But you would be down to come out if it was a season ticket. You would buy one?
Tell me. I come out all the time.
No problem at
Thank
all.
Thank you so
we
much,
have
sir.
Another caller on the line.
Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We got Ollie Pondy Control, LaShawna, and Uncle Sluggy. Talk to me.
Sluggy, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
The idea with the young lady just
LaShawna, go ahead.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah. My that's 5 for 5. LaShawna, yeah. That's 5 for 5 now?
Yeah.
Five for five.
My thing about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, big show of $50, right? House of soccer, let me say $40. The big tents are $40. The small tents now $35. How we can... $175 then for all in one?
They ain't got no more small tents because... Sorry, they ain't got no more... They no talk the way for not the way before. They ain't got no more small tents because if you look at it, you know, like All Stars is a big tent, right?
Yeah.
But for the last couple of years, the boy from All Stars ain't win, eh? House of Soca win, House of Soca win, Road March, House of Soca win, People's Monarch. Year before House of Soca win, Road March, Pickety Crop, and People's Monarch. So you know what I mean? Like the last couple of years, House of Soca the winning everything, probably the winning everything. So you would still call a tent that winning everything a small tent.
No, but my thing about it, what her idea is such a great idea, what should happen? All the managers of the tents, with the NCF leader like Miss Robertson, them should come together, put their heads together, and try to come up with that idea.
If they're smart, because we forget, that's because LaShawna is... do such a great job. We forget that LaShawna is a young person too. You know what I mean? So when person like LaShawna speak, because we see them for so many years in a professional capacity, we go sit down and tell ourselves, you know what? She's a young girl, you know? Cause we always forget that LaShawna young. You know, like not being saying if you're a young person and you spend so many years being competent, people just forget we it. This woman even though we're near 35. You know what I mean? This woman is still a
wait, you're probably, you're still in your 20s, right?
Slugging. No. Okay. I'm
left Slugging. Slugging.
Yes, please. I hear.
You know the sweet thing about that idea?
Yeah.
Now, LaShawna or her name will come up with this brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Next minute, it's implemented next 2 years. You know everybody gonna forget that LaShawna is who brought that idea.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is what I believe, right? In order to have a movement, you need to got somebody that start the ball rolling, right? And I don't want none of it. I just want to see it happen because
sometimes
I know too
people...
many people that's want to go to tents, and especially pensioners, right?
Mm-hmm.
But pensioners like tents bad, like clay soil, and this can't go to all because they can't afford
it. Yeah. I ain't too saying right. Anybody get a tent. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Listening to persons like yourself again, like can you see it? Listening to persons like yourself. Persons like me who all stop thinking sluggy that you know everything, listen to the young people and say, you know what, let me try that.
Yeah,
that's
I'm just saying, man, I'm listening to the caller saying that she won't get recognition. I'm listening to Lady Virtue, you know, talking about competition. And I think we gotta, how to put it, huh? I think we become too material. We become too caught up in Barbados on winning and being the best. Without cooperation,
yes,
you cannot have competition. So I think this idea, whether LaShawna gets the credit for it in 2 years or not, it's going to have a positive impact.
Yeah.
And
that's the most important thing, you know.
Okay.
So like,
I see you will get more people come out to the tent through the idea like that.
Yeah, man. And if they can work together, suppose there's one tent that gets full attendance and one tent that gets a quarter attendance. Maybe they can work together to bring up the attendance for the one that's only getting a quarter attendance, you know. This reminds me of a place called, an island called Arango, which is off the coast of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's run by women. It's a matriarchal society, very old society. And when I was watching this documentary, you know, they went to the turtle's nest on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, look, here's a turtle's nest. It has 100 eggs. We're not going to take all 100 because we know if we do that, our children can't eat, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren can't eat because all the turtles gone. So they take 50 eggs and leave 50 eggs. But in our culture, in our Western society, we're so driven to inverted commas succeed and inverted commas become successful. Life is much more about that, more than that, my friend. You know, that's not how I was brought up when it came to Barbados
no,
in 1984.
So
you know?
We would tell
become
all
too
100,
material, man.
We can tell all 100 and look for another nest and rob that 100 too.
Correct.
No, like what all you just say is so powerful because what them did, they say, see me, I want to make sure that the next 20 years is good still.
So let me take 50 and that other 50 can grow. And when that 50 grow, that 50 no can lay 100 eggs each. So that's 500,000 eggs. So, but you taking only 50 eggs, you save like 500,000 eggs.
Yep.
Literally, you know.
So it may be difficult, it may be technical to get what LaShawna said implemented.
But it's still necessary.
But there may be a way. I agree. And everybody wins.
No, I agree. Ollie, that's a very good point. I totally agree.
I just feel to split it in the middle. $20 $20 per ten and get a season pass.
Is every track?
Fast. That's the only way.
Yeah. So LaShawna county toppy class.
Yeah, man. Olivia.
Always was like toppy class. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
sir.
Somebody here saying that's true. Credits to the young lady, Olivia, loving the idea. That's 8 people now.
8 people.
Take my hat to you, young lady, to show your auntie Anna Lee Snyder. Talk to me, LaShawna.
Oh, okay. I can now see.
Yes.
But yeah,
that we're talking about, man. For sure.
We can make it happen. I think if all tents, I think they're, I don't want to call it, but let me say there are 10 tents, $20, $200, and you could go to the 10 tents. Show your walkway ID, show your little pass, and go along.
And as you go ahead, you will tweak it. So if you're gonna sell you're gonna sell 500.
This is not for the finals, you know. This is for, you know, the normal, not for judging nights. This is just to hear the calypsos.
And you could do a certain amount. You could do like 200 season tickets.
Yeah, you could do a certain amount, but
you ain't gonna be 1,000.
I think people come out, and people may underestimate how many people will gravitate towards that, because people my age group that love calypso and like seeing the art of the pecans and calypsos that grew up in a musical family, I would be down.
Yeah, and I'm like me. I'm
buy
like,
that season pass tomorrow.
Like,
I would be
for dumb. Me, oh, well, even if I don't use it every weekend, right? I can end up going to all the tents for sure.
Listen,
right? And I'm mad at me, you know, I like, I can end up going for sure, right? And I like the convenience too. So for me, you know, right? Like, if I don't go host a soccer until the last minute, right? For me, I want the convenience, you know, but if I want to go host a soccer, I ain't gonna pay at the door. I ain't gonna stamp in the line. No, I'm gonna go and draw off the money, nothing. If I wake up tomorrow early and sell my whole soccer tonight again, I got a season pass.
You got a season pass. So like, just the option, pass and you ID yeah, card. I take option. You later, because you know, some people now go on, copy them and all thing. You walk with your ID card, your season pass is registered to you, Sluggy. You go to the door, and you have your pass, and you show your ID, correct. And get mark off or tick off. You know, like how they got stole. You know, back in the day, you had a scholar pass.
Well, pass with that, like, same two, yeah, you got certain two punches, baby passes, certain baby punches, passes be like that. They got passes that like that, or no?
So simple, so, and I think that it could work. And that's $3.99. Again, I said, you had to pay me the consultancy fee. You had to pay me the consultancy fee. We had to sit down.
LaShawna yes, is available to be contacted, and I'm sure she's willing to help.
Yeah, no, it like that season pass for the tanks next year and a party more, not competition. I want you to give Barbers, before we done, I want you to give Barbers that judging criteria. I want you to give them judging. the prelims. Versus finals. I want people to hear how crazy it is. The preliminaries versus finals. I like that idea though, and I'm sure the NCF will take that idea. And my good friend, Miss Robert Srifa.
All right, wait, I gotta look for the information here. All right, judging.
Sluggy, you think we can have some tents pass through Emancipation Village next year as a showcase? That's a brilliant idea,
What needs to happen is
there's Olivia. We need to happen. Olivia is the advertising.
Yeah.
Because tents pass through the Emancipation Village.
Then,
the problem is advertising, and that's another thing I will speak about much later. But the Emancipation Village,
they got Instagram is and everything too.
Yeah, yeah. But the advertising horrible. And then my friends, you know me, like everybody know, like I love Trevor Prescott with everything in me. You know what I mean? Trevor is one of the people that I emulate. The advertising was horrible. I didn't mind helping, but you know I speak very frank on radio. You know what I mean? Like
things
different. I ain't really need money for everything, cause I don't get paid for most of the things that I do.
Yeah.
But if when I'm paying other people big money to advertise, and I got the biggest platform, then why, and I got the seats, like not only, when it's a me, I mean persons like myself, like LaShawn is who a Poetry Barbados.
Yeah.
And when LaShawn is who a Poetry Barbados, you guarantee it, all right, these 200 people can come for sure. If she don't get 1,000 people, she know about it. See me, it got my core audience. I could cater for them, at least 200 people can come. Now, if you hire LaShawn now, hire LaShawn team, and you got LaShawn up on, you got LaShawn up on board, you got your guaranteed people that can come, that can come up with them. Like, I just think, like, I ain't want giving away all. Like, LaShawn said, we free 99. I ain't giving it all, but there's ways and person that you could hire that you will guarantee a crowd, and not just a crowd, because you don't want anybody, a crowd that can come and spend money at the bar. Yeah. A crowd that can buy food when they go to events, when they go to buy food, when they go to buy food, people beside me buying food all the time. The food line always ram, drinks line always ram. So they got persons that we can work with, again, they can say that are young still. Mm-hmm. That got guaranteed seats, got guaranteed person that could come up. We just need to work with them on some of the big money. We invest in these other people and other companies. Just invest in our young people. And they, like LaShawn and myself, we are friends of the NCF. We are friends of the Ministry of Culture.
Yep.
Everybody took by the Emancipation Village Friday night. Correct. And they work up there for free.
Listen.
I ain't want the money, they can't pay me. I will do that for free tonight again.
All right, guys, we're running out of time.
Easy. Benjamin, that my rhyme. We're running out of time. We got next week, Ollie. So we're running out of time. Running out of time tonight. Benjamin, that my rhyme, 6:30 p.m. I love the conversation. I love the persons getting solutions. They want back party morning, Ollie. They want persons to use the Emancipation Village next year more. So next year, I declaring here that we bringing all the tanks to the Emancipation Village. Oh. All the tanks to the Emancipation Village.
Before, Sluggy.
Go.
Because I want you to wrap it up, right? Yes, but LaShawn, take a look at the last comment that just came in. Read it for me.
Yes.
And maybe you guys want to have this as a topic next week.
Running a tent is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Paying the Calypsonians, etc. Do you really feel this would help the tent? All right. So my response to that is yes. And the reason it will help the tent is because even if you print 200 season tickets,
mm-hmm.
you got people who cannot afford to come to the tent that are going to come to the tent, and they're going to bring persons with them, right? Because we have to recognize that crop over is expensive, and there are a lot of people that still work for minimum wage who are unable to enjoy crop over the way they would. But we could talk more about this next week. It was my pleasure being here.
And before we wrap up, again, let's let people know that, like, LaShawn, like, this is LaShawn expertise. She don't like to brag, so you can do it for she. This is her expertise. So if you want proper PR, if you want seats, if you want people in seats, if you want persons to come out, if you want attention driven to your event, this is what she does professionally for a living. And trust me, like I will keep saying, she take me from 600 people to 13,000, and that is more than proof. 6:30 p.m. every single Saturday. We right here on VOB 92.9 FM. We have to close. Goodbye.